This is the local VK5 news segment, and from the South Coast Radio Club.
And good morning, everybody. This is Bernie, VK5 ABS.
And this is Nathan, VK5 OG.
Right, okay. Well, we're both members of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. As I'm a lifelong member, I was asked some time ago see if I could do a bit of a presentation on the repeater, and mainly just a little bit of a history of the club. So after going back through all my records and searching and notes and videos, I've managed to come up with a presentation. Now, people might remember VK5 RSV because it started off as a RTTY repeater back in the early days in the 80s to 90s. And slowly it got challenged, run out of RTTY, we went to packet radio and everything else. So RSV has had a lot of history with it. So my presentation is talking about that. So I hope you can all come on Thursday, the 1st of February at 7:30. Now we need to get started at 7:30 because I think it might take a bit longer than an hour. So we need to get in early start as early as possible. So that's the situation. The 1st of February, 7:30pm at the South Coast Amateur Radio Club's.
We're at Seaford Meadows Scout Hall, Railway Road, Seaford Meadows.
All right then, well that's what I wanted to promote because I want as many people there as possible. A lot of people have asked me over the time, where did RSV start from? How did it get formed? And we're going back some 40 odd years. So, Nate, now we've RSV being digital, and that's gone well over my head, you might like to update the information that's happened in the last month or so.
So up at RSV repeater site, we have a 4G internet connection, which powers the C4FM YSX 70 centimetre repeater. It's a world first, and we're very thankful to all the members who have done that. And we also have a 2 metre FM repeater, which will be linked to Victor Harbour 70 centimetre repeater shortly.
Wow, through to Victor Harbour. Well, that'll be a great move. And, of course, what you're saying, world first. What's this all about? Can you explain that a bit, Nate?
Pretty much all of the YSX connections around the world are done via LAN or your home internet connection and developed it to be used on 4G. And that enables us to pretty much put the repeater anywhere if we need to move it.
Good. Well, that sounds very interesting. All right. Well, thanks for allowing us to tell you all about our South Coast Amateur Radio Club. So we better say very good morning to everybody.
73s, this is Nathan, VK5OG, on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
And Bernie, VK5ABS.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's AHARS News. The AGM is rapidly approaching, and if you are considering nominating for a position on the committee for the coming year, you should have got your signed nomination form into the secretary by the 25th of January. We have two committee members standing down, so we need some new people to put their hats into the ring to help run the club. We'll be having a Saturday session on the 2nd of February in the Hewitt Room at the Buck. It will be an informal get-together with a chance to do a show and tell, so bring along anything that you've made or put together or purchased recently that you think other members might be interested in. There'll be coffee and a good chat to be had about what's happened since last year. See you at 10 o'clock at the Church Hall. Paul, VK5PH, has been acknowledged as an approved examiner by the ACMA and is desperately searching for a place that he can use to conduct the training. If you know of a venue that can be had for a Saturday and Sunday at a reasonable cost, please get in touch with him at training@ahars.au and let him know. We have a number of people who wish to do the training and sit for the tests. The information for our regular weekly nets is the Monday night AHARS 2 metre net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcome. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB Dean on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 2000 hours. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you have 80 metre capability. The ANZA DX Net, the Australian, New Zealand and Africa Net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. There are check-ins from all over the world, anywhere from 15 to 35 per day, and it would be a great platform for those working towards their DXCC awards. Paul, VK5PAS, and Shirley, VK5OIL, alternate as net controllers on Thursdays, which is Ladies' Day, but all are welcome any day. Also, for FCall licence members, who aren't licensed for 20 metres, you can get onto the ANZA net on 15 metres on Saturdays at 0400 UTC on 21.205 MHz. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all of our members. And don't forget to check out the AHARS website and the AHARS Facebook group page. Well, that's all for now from me, so keep working the airwaves and making contacts. Stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers, and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, for the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Our Thursday morning coffee and chat sessions seem to be going from strength to strength. The last 2 or 3 weeks we have had 12 or more attend, and all sorts of topics have been covered. These are very enjoyable mornings, so please come along and join in. This applies to visitors to our area as well. You will find us in the old Reedy Park Primary School complex at the Reedy Park Centre, O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier. Our first club meeting for 2024 was very well attended as well, and we look forward to many more with good numbers. Our next meeting, Friday the 1st of February, is an activity night, and Greg, VK5ZGY, will be showing us how he modifies and assembles the old video cameras for the hill climb. He has done an extraordinary amount of work in building and refining enclosures to ensure that they remain dry in the event of rain. He has assembled multi 7 amp hour battery packs to ensure that they will run for a full day with no battery swaps required. He has accumulated a large number of these 3 battery packs so that he can just swap them over each day instead of having to race home and recharge them all overnight. The whole system runs flawlessly, and given the fact that these old video cameras are scrounged from people who no longer want them, Greg does a fantastic job in keeping them mostly running. We are always looking for donations of more, as some manage to die each year. They are old after all. If you have an older video camera that you no longer use or need, please consider donating it to the Surge. You'd only need to be capable of doing live video. We do not need any memory cards or recording media with these. If you can help, please email Greg at, and this is all one word, gregngabby@gmail.com. That's all one word, Greg and Gabby, gregngabby@gmail.com. I'll say it one more time, gregngabby@gmail.com. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 73 from Surge.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, or depending upon when you're listening, good afternoon or good evening. This is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Coming up this Friday, the 2nd of February, is AREG's monthly fox hunt, starting at 6:30 p.m. Our new start location is the Beaumont Road car park, just off South Terrace, in the southern CBD parklands. There'll be three transmitters hidden around the Adelaide Plains area to find, with the transmitter frequencies being 145.3, 144.39 and 439.4 MHz. We'll be chatting on the VK5 RSB 70cm repeater throughout the hunt. If you're coming along, please check in on this repeater and then monitor it throughout the evening so we know who's out hunting. We're also looking for volunteers to help hide the Fox transmitters. If you're interested in giving the hunters a bit of a challenge, please contact Mark at vk5arg@areg.org.au. Our February meeting is on Friday the 16th at the Fulham Gardens Community Centre, with doors opening at 7pm. This month's presentation will be from Scott, VK2JAX, on the Hermes Lite 2, an open-source direct conversion software-defined transceiver. As usual, check out the AREG website for more information on this and other upcoming events at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's news and notes from the Northeast Radio Club. Now, last Friday night was the first meeting of the year of the Northeast Radio Club, and we had a talk by Adam, VK5GA, who has also got the call VK2YK, and it was about his trip to Alaska last year. Now, he was staying in Anchorage at a midtown hotel, and he was close to some parks suitable for activating. And he had all the equipment that he used on display last Friday night, and explained how he put it all together and how he transported it to Alaska on the international flights. He showed us his a compact transceiver and a nice little linear amplifier that he uses, and he had an end-fed half-wave and a link dipole for antennas, and also a very compact squid pole. And he had some lithium batteries to power everything up with. And all these fitted into his backpack, and he was able to walk to a park and do the activation. Now, he had two activations. The first one was not very successful, as there were a few stations coming back to his calls. However, the second activation, he had a lot more success, and he was using FT8 with that activation. And enough stations were worked to qualify him for that activation, so that was good. And we also saw a lot of photos that he took around Anchorage and the National Park. So thanks, Adam, for a very interesting lecture about the park activation in Alaska. Well, that's all for this week. Now, stay negative, folks. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.